roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab. Stab.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you ready to meet your contestants? Please welcome to stage Jesse Jones, Edward Granados, Jonathan Gamora, and Juliana Gabrielli. Hey guys, thank you for coming.
Oh, thanks for having us.
You guys will be sharing a mic down there at the end. It's a pretty hot mic. It is noisy. It's a sticky mic.
It's noisy. Oh, and it's very hot, yeah.
Is it? There we go. Do you guys remember... can you stop holding the mic? It's so annoying. You guys got it? Everyone?
We're good.
Are we good?
Yeah.
All right.
Just snuggle up real close.
Great. Thank you guys for coming. Do you guys remember that performer Eagle Eye Cherry? He was pretty awesome.
Was that?
Let's play Stab.
Tonight. Right? No?
You know, he was Nia Cherry's brother. Anyway, let's play Stab. This first segment is called Tweets, where we utilize Twitter. There we go. And I have buttons I could push. As all of you know, today in Azerbaijan, all of the Azerbaijanians are celebrating the annual Police Day festivities using the hashtag #IDidNotKnowWeHadCops. Compose a tweet from Azerbaijanian store clerk who was just robbed. We'll go ahead and start with Juliana.
Okay.
Go ahead. Speak into the microphone, please.
You mean I didn't have to behead that guy myself? I didn't know we had cops.
Very good. One for one. I'm impressed. I took a long time to book you, and now I feel bad about it.
Don't get too excited, guys. That might be my best one.
Okay. I don't want to read the whole thing. You guys remember what it was. Edgar Granados.
Okay. From at Azerbaijan in the West. Wait, someone could have stopped that? Hold on a sec. Mortar strike! Elmira, hide the children! Wait, I'm sorry. What were we talking about? Hashtag, I did not know we had cops.
Very good, Edgar. John Gamora.
Okay. It's Azerbaijani, not Azerbaijanian. Thank you. The audience is on my side. Soviet Union does not have cops, comrade. Hashtag, I didn't know we had cops.
Is Azerbaijan part of...
Part of it is controlled by Russia.
It was controlled by the Soviet Union up until the dissolvement of the Soviet Union.
Oh, it was.
I'm sorry, are we the only ones that actually studied for this?
I searched.
Let's just say that you were closer to school-going age. So, yeah. Jesse Jones, bring us home. I don't know.
It seems early to be brought home.
Yeah.
From at AzerbaiCurious. Either our street gangs' uniforms have gotten much more formal, or I was just served and protected out of my day's receipts. Hashtag, I didn't know we had cops.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful. We're going to move to the next segment. Today is also World UFO Day. I don't know if you guys knew that. Please compose a tweet from an alien probe. An alien probe. Compose a tweet from an alien probe. Juliana,
okay. I have a couple.
Speaking of the microphone, please.
I have a couple here. The fourth kind will make you come four times. May the fourth be in you.
Wow. A one table
hashtag
applause break.
UFO Day. We've already been in you. Hashtag UFO Day. At Robin Thicke. Thicky? No. You know you want it. Is that song still popular? Hashtag UFO Day.
Very good. Edgar Granados.
Okay. From at Professor XX Xavier. Grindr profile blowing up right now. Hashtag SF Pride. Hashtag sodomy filled pride. Also have another one.
You guys went over and up. You guys did a lot of extra credit work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was such a rich, there's so much to mine out of this prompt.
Sure.
Can't decide on costume for Halloween 2014. Richard Gere's gerbil or Ray J's cock? Oh. Hashtag out of this world problems.
Okay. That was... Are you guys glad you came in? Are you guys? Are you guys part of a religious group of any sort? Because you're Mormons. Are you really?
Yeah, you can't see his shoes awesome. From here.
That's awesome. All right.
We just. It's a
by the way, you mentioned sodomy in that yep. last. I found out that sodomy is oral sex. Oral sex is also considered sodomy. I didn't know that. I did not know that. Yeah.
The more you know.
Thank you. You see, Mormons, sodomy.
He always did it the other way.
Yeah, that's the missionary position, of course. Yeah, that's the. Yeah. That's right. That's true. Choose the right. Go ahead.
I wasn't done with my Azerbaijani material. Hashtag who cares about UFO Day. Thank you.
UFOian material. UFOian. UFOian, man.
You're so phony.
I guess I'll just go then.
Yes. Jesse Jones.
From at ET, the entering your tush restrial. That's not that good. Good news. I found your wife's wedding ring. Bad news, I totally irradiated your prostate with that last scan.
Ooh.
That second honeymoon would be better sooner than later. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
That was the Twitter segment. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and clap if you'd like. This next segment is called Celebration Time. Are you guys ready to celebrate?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Juliana, on this day in 1937, Amelia Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan were last heard from over the Pacific Ocean while attempting to make the first equatorial round-the-world flight. Since you are a lady that will die one day, how did you celebrate the Earhart assumed death anniversary?
This is an invite for the party I threw.
Okay.
Okay. Due to the recent Supreme Court decision over my reproductive rights, recent single status, and general disinterest in all that I could have been, I didn't use recent in that because, let's be honest, I've been clinically depressed my whole life. I am throwing a party. Sorry for the late notice, but I just recently got a boost of energy and realized it's the anniversary of Amelia Earhart's death. Ladies, let's party. Let's celebrate all the things women are told they can do, but will probably be advised to use up man to help them achieve it. Activities will include making lists of things that we want to do, but we'll probably fail at. Pin the nail on places we'd like to mysteriously go missing, and write your own suicide note. Make your own disappearance kit. High sugar foods like ice cream, donuts, and pizza will be served, because why not continue to be fat when nobody's going to love you anyway? I've included directions. If you get lost, it's probably been a conspiracy the whole time, and you'll be declared dead in 2 years. Kind of like my plan. RSVP via text message, please.
Giuliani Gabrielli. Great job. Edgar Granados. Today is the joyous occasion. Is a joyous occasion. I can't read. As it's my favorite steroid-using baseball player's birthday, and his brother, twin brother Ozzie Canseco and Jose Canseco, today is their birthday. They were born in 1964. What sort of bash did you throw for these brothers?
This is written in the style of gonzo journalism. The Cansecos are taut. Their skin stretches over unnatural muscles like fake skin over a ham hock. They stand on a platform, symbols of an achieved American dream. The room is dark, and the tension is palpable. Everything is set for the explosive celebration. Everything will be high speed. Everything will be now. Forget the whores. They'll be there, of course. The real fun comes in the form of party favors, a cavalcade of drugs to enhance any party's performance. All of it, a massive tribute to the drug culture that is irrevocably attached to the American baseball tradition. Acid to pitch a perfect no-hitter like Doc Ellis. Cocaine in memoriam of the 1980s New York Yankees. Uppers to combat the whiskey, rum, tequila, tequila, vodka, and downers to combat the uppers. Nothing with needles. Wouldn't want to scare the Cansecos. Like most drug users that bequeath themselves with a higher authority, the game must be played slyly. Try not to insult these men. They're American heroes. No doubt they recoil at the title junkie, and most likely attack over such an accusation, meanwhile throbbing in anticipation of their next injection, their next workout, where they can achieve maximum pump, like the heels on all the strippers, the only way to distinguish them from the cocktail waitresses, seeing as everyone's naked, a feast of flesh worthy of any American hero. The lights are activated. A huge blinding flash goes off, rocking the twins and disorienting their charisma. Suddenly, the room is flooded with supermodels, politicos, activists, liquefactionists, and pop stars. Teammates approach with congratulations, spewing adoration. You were brave enough to take the plunge. He stumbles over a gold-painted cocktail waitress and breaks her nose, an ominous reenactment of the Sphinx in Egypt. Time is of the essence. All drugs and alcohol must be consumed before Justin Bieber arrives. Justin Timberlake in the corner looks nervous. Kim Kardashian has already started mud wrestling Kate Upton. Danny DeVito is there wearing a referee's shirt, screaming, "Break the hold! Use your breath! Plow that bitch!" Only the finest labels are present at the Canseco Cavalcade. Armani, Prada, Tom Ford. Vanilla Ice tries to enter wearing boutique outlet Ross wear and is ejected. Meanwhile, the Cansecos have peaked. A nightmare concoction of acid, mescaline, cocaine, Adderall, and a synthetic drug made in a government lab called 2X45. A dragon erupts from the ground and begins breathing fire on the crowd, but no one catches fire. Instead, their countenances shift, and the dragon begins humping the red, white, and blue cake that Buddy Valestro had special ordered. The Cansecos can't hang. They start thralling, thrashing, beating their guests to a pulp. Bieber finally arrives and is met with a blow from a stripper's leg, ripped off in the vicious frenzy. Christ! I forgot about the PCP. Blood rains from the ceiling to match the mood. Tom Ford hides under the corpses of his older contemporaries, shivering, blind to the scene. Only the audible thuds and thumps remind him not to make a sound. Police storm on the scene, but the twins are in full bloodlust. They've peeled the flesh off Serena Williams, using her bones as rapiers and shields, taking bullets like candy, laughing wildly and yelling, "Vamos, hermano! Somos más que estos humanos!" At once, a sprint for the exit commences, plowing through the riot shields, mace and lead. The air is sweet like electric eclairs. Lucidity becomes them, and all they hear is the bang from the snipers' rifles across the street. Two shooters, Jackson and Pollock, codenames. True artists with their weapons always leaving a painting on the wall worthy of expressionism. Happy birthday, Cansecos. Pink mist falls gently like fall-time leaves as the sun crests over a red horizon.
Very good. Jesus Christ, now I'm glad I only gave you a day to write that. That's, well done. Well done, Edgar. Well done. John Gamora. On this day in 1986, global treasure Lindsay Lohan was birthed upon all of us. What did your Lohan-inspired celebrations consist of?
Well, I wrote mine in the vein of a sad Tumblr confession. How I think my celebration of Lindsay Lohan Day will go. You start your day waking up in a gutter, covered in what you hope is your own vomit. You then go to rob the nearest jewelry store, maybe like a Zales or something. Get a late breakfast at Denny's. Maybe a grand slam. Then you go hit the clubs with your mom because, you know, she's like hella cool and stuff. When actually she's sucking the life force from your body. At the end of the day, it all goes to suing Grand Theft Auto 5 because they used her likeness in a game. I could tell because the character was definitely wearing items from Lindsay Lohan's clothing line, 629. But not even current items. They were using items from two seasons ago. Like, what the fuck? So we decide to burn all of the Grand Theft Auto copies that we have in a 5-mile radius. When in actuality, I'm just listening to Confessions of a Broken Heart, Father to Daughter on repeat, while sobbing in the corner, snorting lines of coke off of a Ben and Jerry's Chunky Monkey lid. Thank you.
Well, a lot of cocaine in these parties. Jesse Jones. On this day, 1962, the first Walmart store opens for business in Rogers, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. How did you recognize this occasion?
Well, it didn't seem to me like the 52nd anniversary of something was really worth special celebration.
Okay.
So instead, I chose to give you a glimpse of how I'll be celebrating Walmart's diamond anniversary in 2037.
Okay. Fair enough.
So that's 75 years. It's diamond.
That's the diamond celebration?
Yes. Okay. I'll wake up with a raspy cough, the cord of my bedside lamp still tied around my neck. From once again forgetting to tidy up after yet another autoerotic asphyxiation lullaby. Digging my ass out of bed and wiping down pits and balls with the cleanest towel in the hamper, I'll pull on my trusty blue vest and head off to work. As usual, I'll roll into the parking lot 20 minutes before my scheduled shift, then begin sobbing uncontrollably in recognition of what a horrible sham my life has become before finally slinking into work 45 minutes late. At 59, I'm actually a little young to be a greeter. But the years have not been kind. Between my crippling meth-heroin addiction, a new meth-heroin hybrid that hit the streets hard in the fall of 2017, and the terrible things I've had to do to support my meth-heroin addiction, everyone just assumes I'm much older than I am. Around 11:45, after having spit at a third single mother with a cart full of children, at, not on, always behind them, but always audible enough to make sure they heard it, my shift supervisor, Sheehan, will call me into his office. I'll ignore my pre-afternoon scolding as I usually do, staring blankly at this 19-year-old who life has cruelly made me answerable to, wondering where all those years of promise that I must have had went and when. Eventually, after enjoying a lunch consisting of a handful of zingers that I stole from an already open box in the grocery aisle, and a needleful of methroin, I'll head home, promising to work on any number of long-neglected projects in my ever-growing stack of shame and disappointment. But ultimately, I'll just wind up passed out in my computer chair, covered in Red Baron frozen pizza grease and dollar store lotion. The belt around my neck tethering me to the chair's headrest. My favorite revenge porn still playing on a loop with the volume turned up unnecessarily high just to make sure I can ruin my downstairs neighbor's evening as well.
Wonderful job. That was celebration time.
Dark celebrations.
This next segment is called Reorganization. Take these existing acronyms and reimagine them, won't you? One, tell us what does the new acronym stand for and what does it now represent? Juliana, the acronym you were given was SWAT. S-W-A-T. What does it stand for now?
Sullen women always terrify.
Say that again. You're
Sullen women always terrify.
Okay.
A support group for depressed women who can't find love because all the men they date are turned off by their depressions. Depression. Review of the of one Fiona Apple song every meeting. Best I can do on that one. Got a theme going here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Picked up.
Yeah. I picked up on them. Jesse Jones. Oh, look at that. I switched it up.
Hey.
The acronym you were given was SWAC.
SWAC.
S-W-A-K.
Yes.
What does it mean?
SWAC is single white Aryan knitters. The new SWAC is a social group for like-minded members of the master race to get together and celebrate their superiority. At knitting, that is. Every Sunday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., our members get together to enjoy each other's company, share our favorite purling techniques, and celebrate the preservation of our genetic purity. Remember, this month's theme is Yes, We Clan. We encourage you to bring your favorite Ku Klux knitting projects from cable knit white power nap blankets to white power nap blankets, white power nap to handmade bottle and can swastikoozies. You can also donate some time to our Knit Caps for Skinheads program to help keep our race warriors warm and toasty under those drafty old hoods. And don't forget, we'll be joining our sister group, the Flaming Cross Stitchers, to put the finishing touches on our 30-foot-long AIDS quilt next Wednesday. Then Thursday, join us outside the downtown Lancaster LGBT Community Center for our 9th annual Lighting of the AIDS Quilt.
All right. John Gamora.
Not awkward at all.
We knew you were coming. All right. John Gamora, the acronym you were given is ADHD. What do we got? What does it stand for now?
All right. It stands for ADHD, stands for Adopted Developed Hot Daughter Syndrome. It's when your adopted daughter hits puberty and becomes like super hot. You ain't related, but it's still a serious health problem in the down south. Thank you.
Good job. Edward Granados.
Okay. Real quick, Art, if you can hear me, could I get another beer? Could I get another session, Art, please?
He's doing dishes.
Okay, yeah, he's busy. We'll get him later.
The acronym you were given... Yeah. And I apologize for this, being that you just tried to order another beer, is AA.
AA stands for Assisted Androcide. which is a group is calling all women in light of recent news events and social media movements. The time is right to strike. Hashtag yes, all women is not enough. We must go to the next stage. Hashtag no, all men. Assisted Androcide is committed to creating an environment free of Y chromosomes all over the planet. It is time we stopped hiding behind excuses. Women are strong. They are mighty. Gender equality is a pipe dream. The only reality is extermination. For some, the transition will be unstable. But don't worry. Just relax, lie back, and watch us show you how a woman can rule your planet in ways that no man ever could. I don't care if he's your boyfriend. After this, you'll never want to call him again. So call us instead, and we can begin coordinating the death slash execution of every human male that exists in your life. Call now and receive a free carpet cleaner.
Very good. Reimagine. That went exceptionally well. I told you, best show you're ever going to see. She's all, I don't think so. This next segment is called Sell It on Craigslist. From the perspective of a 93-year-old man on his deathbed, please sell these items on Craigslist. Juliana. The item you have been chosen to sell as a 93-year-old man on his deathbed is a colostomy bag. Sell it on Craigslist.
I misunderstood the directions, and I'm sure. Not a 93-year-old man.
Okay.
And I can't really say
colostomy.
Colostomy? Okay.
Rolls right off the...
I am not sure what you would need a colostomy bag for.
There you go.
But one thing's for sure, my dad doesn't need it anymore. But I need money for my opiate addiction I picked up from stealing his pills while I was taking care of him. I might try heroin eventually, but I think that might be cheaper, and I can no longer use my dad's prescription because, well, he's dead. Maybe you have a roommate you hate. It smells pretty bad, so you can just like leave it in his room somewhere, empty it out, and use it for long road trips. Since there's shit in it already, it's a shit in a bag already, you can just light it on fire and leave it on that grumpy old man's steps. Wait a minute, that was my dad. And he died this morning. Well, I'm sure you can figure out what you want to use it for. Hey, maybe a piece of art for all you weird artsy people. All I know is I have a few pills left and a lifelong addiction. $100 or an entire prescription of 10 milligram Norcos, the yellow ones. Hey, side note, did you know... colostomy comes from the Greek word mouth, which I will sell also for some pills.
Juliana.
Thank you, John.
Edward Granados, from the perspective of a 93-year-old man on his deathbed, sell your great-grandchild on Craigslist. Sell your great-grandchild on Craigslist.
I'd love to. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Oh, Art, could I get us another session, please? Great, thank you.
Can I have a Tecate, please?
Anything else? Anybody?
Can anyone? I have a hug? No, hug. Okay.
Thanks, fine. Art. Okay. Fine. This is great podcasting. For sale, one great-grandchild. Pretty sure the fag is a commie, but I can't tell. Damn kid's been soft ever since his parents died. I'm sick of it. I was in the Depression, a day when a man would work himself to the bone for a dollar and say, thank you, sir, I'll see you tomorrow. Now he's telling me he wants to study linguistics with some garden gnome in Pennsylvania. Damn it all to hell. Oh, thank you. You try to raise a man from a boy, but this ain't my pappy sketch. Give it up for Art Luna,
everybody. Art just gave a hug for everyone listening and the six people listening online right now.
Art. Put it on my tab.
Art.
Oh. Shots fired.
Okay, where was All right, where were we?
You try to raise a man from a boy, but this ain't my pappy's cattle ranch. Can't raise a man in the same city as anything called a macchiato. You know, he tried to get me to do hot yoga. I think he's a queer. He told me it'd be good for my joints. You're getting too old to be walking around the property so much, he tells me. Hogwash! I've been tending land since I was 5 years old. Got more know-how around a backhoe than a whore to a handjob. Honest engine. But this boy, 23 years old, he doesn't have a wife or kids to show for it. Keeps spouting off about how he can't get tied down before his tour through Europe. Only thing I've known from Europe is tried to kill me. Germans, eye ties, shit. The French made me want to kill myself just looking at their yellow-bellied, wine-drinking, ball-licking mouths. That's another thing. Damn kid's always going on about wine. This one's Merlot with a hint of tennis balls or fresh grass trimmings. Ugh, it's like he ripped it straight out of Fudge Packers Monthly. He insists he's training to be a sommelier. Ugh, more French. Sommelier? I said, son, you're gay. He just looked at me like I was the child. Like I was the one that didn't know how the world works anymore. Bullshit! He just got a job writing for a men's fashion magazine. Gentleman's Quarterly? More like Gentle He's Porking He's. I crack myself up. Magazines are what women read while they're at home and have finished all their cleaning and they're waiting for the roast to finish cooking in the oven. A Kenmore. Bought it and installed it myself. I don't know where I went wrong with this one. Tried my damnedest, but it was no use. Then he wants to move to San Francisco because he's well off enough to afford it. Lord help me, he's finally switching teams. You gotta help me. I don't know. I'll trade you to the kid for a carton of Parliaments, a log of Copenhagen, and a photograph of Ronald Reagan before he got shot and castrated America's gun laws. Do not contact me with any other solicitations. My email is dchaney@whitehouseboss.com.
Well done. Jonathan Gamora, sell this on Craigslist from the perspective of a 93-year-old man on his deathbed. Sell your dead wife's belongings.
All right. Low battery, 20% remaining. Oh, sorry. It's different. Ever since my wife died of cancer 3 years ago, there's really been nothing left for me to live for. I've held on to most of her things, but some of these things are starting to smell, so I guess it's time to get rid of them. Of the items available, there's a 3/4 used Olay Seven Wonders Effects face cream. Condition good. A Jitterbug cellular device. Condition functional? Functional? A plethora of moo-moos in every color. Condition varies. A mostly empty tube of denture paste. Baking soda from 1956. Condition new in box. And when I wrote this, I had my mom in mind. Like, I kind of just thought it was like my mom dying. And my mom's like a massive stoner. So, bong. Condition bitchin'. Thank you.
Jesse Jones, bring us home. Take us away from home and bring us back. From the perspective of a 93-year-old man on his deathbed, please sell your old porn collection.
Sure. 70 cubits of gentlemen's periodicals, engravings, and flickers, as is. I like titty mags. Titty mags, bush books, and fuck films. I like them. I don't make no apology for it. I fought wars in places you ain't never heard of. I killed men for no reason but because I was told to by my president. Didn't make no matter to me. Wop, guinea, slopes, box heads. I earned it, ain't I? But now my Jimmy Jangle don't work no matter how many blue diamonds I suck down, so fuck it. Take it. I got jerk mags of all shapes and sizes. 37 years worth of hanky-panky stroke books. Issues 28 through 463. Missing the Jane Wyman issue due to excessive spooge deposits, rendering it more coffee table than coffee table book. Got me 23 seconds of 8mm footage of Hitler giving Goebbels the old Warsaw picnic table. Try fucking telling me that ain't real. I don't watch it for no thrill. I ain't into the Nancy bullshit. I just watch it for laughs. The hard-on I get from watching that one is out of American pride. Got a sheet of copper with engravings of pharaohs banging eagle-headed broads. Fuck if I know where it come from. It's yours. Just haul this shit away before my grandkids descend on it like the shit heels they are. The lot also includes one issue of Ching Chong Likey Ding Dong. A periodical dedicated to Orientals, which I purchased from the Mason Hillside grocer after my great uncle Tane told me that their eyes weren't the only thing slanty. As near as I could tell, though, their slots ran plumb as any Polak or Dago's gash I ever peeped. We'll accept any reasonable offer. Jap fighter pilot bones get first consideration.
Yes, this is all, this isn't real, everyone. Art Luna is not a racist, as far as I know.
As far as I know. That wasn't necessarily in the voice of Art Luna.
No, yeah. Are you 93? Art is not a racist. He hugged Jonathan. And Jonathan is white, I think. I don't know.
Like Hawaiian, right? That's different. You're different.
You're definitely different.
You're one of those different people.
Different people.
Oh my God!
Look at my tan. I can say whatever it wants.
This next segment is called Dating Profiles of the Fictional and Non-Fictional OKCupid Format. Edward Granados, we're gonna start with you. We want to hear the dating profile from a 93-year-old man on his deathbed.
Okay, I'm not too familiar with the OKCupid profile, so I just did a...
Right.
Here's a username, CatterZackAttack39. About me. So I just speak into the microphone and the computer types down what I say? Okay. Hello, my name is Zachary Jasper Lovelane, but I let the ladies call me Zack Attack. I'm just a cool, hip nonagenarian trying to find a dame that'll make my pacemaker work overtime. I usually like to keep it laid back, mostly because the nurses insist I'm too weak to stand or walk. I was a bomber in World War II, but don't let time fool you. I could give you a firebomb that would make Dresden look like Candyland. But I'm not all about the hard and fast loving. I also like to slow it down and take my time. They're not just handing out fresh hips willy-nilly. Oh, how I love to laugh. Some of my favorite activities are lying in bed watching Laurel and Hardy, or lying in bed reading Voltaire, or sometimes just lying in bed because the agony of existence is too much to bear. That's when I go for the morphine. They think that I don't know where they lock it up, or that I'm too senile to have molded a key from leftover cupcake frosting and had a spare made. That's right, baby. I'm looking to party just one last time before I have to go. No one visits. No one calls. I'm afraid that my family has long ago let me go. But don't let that bring you down, hot stuff. You bring the tail and I'll supply the party favors. Together we can put the spice back in hospice. TLDR, which means too long, did not read. Looking for hot ass, 18 to 26, willing to ride my jerky stick in exchange for morphine. No fat chicks. Interests include doing the Charleston, drinking gimlets, pretending to have Alzheimer's so I can walk around naked. The same as the last thing, but so I can walk around naked women. Dislikes include Debbie Downers, Germans, and nurses who won't give an old man his fix.
Edward Granados. Jonathan Gamora, dating profiles of the fictional and or non-fictional. Please write, please have written a dating profile from a great-grandchild that was just sold on Craigslist by his great-grandfather.
All right. my life is like the worst. Oh, yeah, I've also never seen an OkCupid profile,
right.
So I don't know what they're like.
We have hope.
So I Googled pictures of it, but I couldn't see all of it, and I was like, I'm just going to wing it.
Okay.
My life is like the worst fucking episode of NBC's Parenthood ever. I'm basically like the Sarah Braverman of the family. I guess we should start things off by saying my great-grandfather sold me. I've never even met him before. My parents kept him at the Eschaton on Freeport because they said he's a danger to himself and others. But when a large Vietnamese family came to my house in the middle of the night and kidnapped me, I realized something was wrong. I now make my life in Vietnam, working as a slave for a family. It's not very pleasant, but I'm just looking for somebody to share some love with.
This is very sad.
Thank you.
Did you bail on half of that? No. Is there more there?
What?
Because I had a music bed for it. Okay, Jesse Jones.
Uh-huh.
Dating profile from a colostomy bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see what we're doing there?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Nobody's getting it.
I liked it.
it was a callback.
Yeah.
I get What's it now. Call? I didn't get it before.
That's okay.
In the direction.
We forgive you.
Okay. I also didn't go with OkCupid, but...
That's good.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just thought that this worked better as a Grindr profile. Colostomy bag. User, Brown Bagging It 68. Online now, less than 1 meter away. Weight variable. Body type stocky. Ethnicity mixed. Looking for right now. Currently in an open relationship. His current Grindr tribes are discreet, leather, and ass man. About me. Are you up for some adventure? If so, back that ass up and I'll show you how naughty you can feel doing it right out in public where everybody can see but no one will know. I've been through more than my fair share of shit relationships. Not looking for anything long term, just want somebody who can hold me tight and fill me up. No diabetics.
Juliana, thank you very much.
I love you.
Thank you for coming.
Us. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
I miss you.
It's like one more
already.
Segment after this.
They're leaving. We lost our only one.
Maybe they met on OkCupid.
It was, I think it was OK.
It was an OK.
Is there a Mormon dating site? Yeah?
Mormon Match?
Mormon Match? I don't know.
In their magical underwear.
Joseph Smith Swooners.
I think the Mormon dating website is genealogy.com.
Genealogy. That might be. It could be.
All right.
I'm thinking of an acronym that goes along with LDS. So, never mind. Right. No, that's right. Yeah. They're all bike dates. Yeah. That would be good. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
A lot of homos then. A lot of homos and. Male on male.
Door knocks.
Bike riding.
Let's let Juliana finish this. I'm just kidding. Juliana, bring it home.
All right.
Bring it home. Juliana's dating profile is coming from the perspective of an old dead woman.
Okay. Dead Not the Band's fan forever. Hey, fellas. Want a girl who doesn't talk? Always up for sex? Blowjobs not included, sorry. Well, I'm your girl. I'm dead, though. So, like, cooking and cleaning and picking you up because you're drunk isn't anything I can do. But I'll listen to you talk about your long day at work. Hey, I won't even use any of the utilities. Nobody even has to know about me. I come in a coffin already, so you can just keep me in the basement. I'll never ask you to say I love you or tell me how pretty I am or buy me gifts unless you don't like the floral print dress my stupid family buried me in. Hey, you can also dress me up. I hope you choose Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman costume. I was planning on being that for Halloween, but then I went and killed myself. Oh, I hope the scars don't scare you. I mean, if they do, that's weird because I'm dead already. But I do think this postmortem skin color looks good on me. Maybe by the time you choose me, it will be the same makeup the girls these days are wearing. Maybe our love will inspire a movie like Me and the Dead Girl, kind of like Lars and the Real Girl, but I'm dead. Make me feel alive again. Make me feel whatever you feel, because, ha, silly me, I'm dead. I can't feel anything. Interests include maggots and exploring the afterlife. Music, birds, I guess. Things I'm good at, not being alive.
What was the name of that? Dating Profiles of the Fictional and Non-Fictional. And now this brings us to our final segment of the evening. It's called A Poem About It. Write a poem about it. Did you do it? You did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I outside.
We talked outside. We'll edit that out in post. Thanks, guys. So we're going to start with you, Juliana.
Okay.
You wrote a poem about male menstruation.
Oh, I thought it was male masturbation.
Okay.
Sorry.
Male masturbation. Okay. That's what I said.
I guess this is supposed to be like spoken word. Angry poet. All you need is your hand, right? But claim women have equal rights? You don't need to take back the night. Oh, snap. I bet I made you soft now. Cough, cough. $120 in sex toys. Batteries not included. Fuck Cupid. I'm bitter. Will someone please come be a pussy sitter? All I need is your hand. Man, I wish I was a man so masturbation would be cheaper. Thank you.
I have hands with benefits. All right, I'm sorry. I wrote that last night. It just happened to. Edward Granados, write a poem about it. Your father, write a poem about your father. Let's hear it.
Okay. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'd be such a prick if I'd married mom too.
Whoa. Wow. I feel you.
These are angry poems, right?
They are angry poems. That's right, write an angry poem about these things.
I love my father.
I love the.
It's fun to watch. It's fun to do. It's fun for the whole party.
You don't love reading, though. You don't love reading the directions. I'm kidding. Microphone.
Unless there is a penis on the page.
John Gamora, write an angry poem about this. Princess Diana.
All right. Disclaimer, I was 2 when she died. So, like, I don't know shit about Princess D.
Well.
So I wrote this poem. So there's a story, actually. In my logic and critical reasoning class, my teacher was telling us a story about how a student of hers said that Lil Wayne is like a philosopher. And then she was like, who's Lil Wayne? Because she's like a good white girl. And then she went and listened to a lot of Lil Wayne, was horrified, and then was like, he's more like a poet. So I did this one in the vein of a rap.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to cringe.
This one's really mean, you guys. I didn't have much time to Google her. Princess Diana, you dead because you can't handle the limelight. Paparazzi, you biggest fan if you hoe right. They follow you till you love them. Papa, papa, capping your ass, bitch. Your death was planned. Don't worry, lady. Your face is on the Azerbaijani stamp. Hashtag, I didn't know we had police.
Ah. Eva. Nice job. Jesse Jones,
uh-huh.
Bring us home.
So much home.
Bring us home. Bring us straight home. Write an angry poem about World Cup.
Mm-hmm. I decided to go kind of slam.
Okay.
We'll see if this works.
Kind of slam.
Kind of slam. Well, I'm not going to hype it up too much. Okay. Yeah, it's tap.
It's tap.
Tap poetry.
Set down gently poetry.
Yeah. Not going to... Set down gently and smoothed out. Okay. World Cup. The world's curled up in the fetal, another needle in the arm of the foreign masses sitting on their bony asses getting their fix of upper classes spitting in their face with a game that's handless. Pitting nation upon nation in a quadrennial vacation from economic stations, an exercise in jingoistic pride behind which we hide our shame inside to avoid the chiding of a global community who raises their voice in unity and ask us in the name of their game with the same disdain as when we step off the plane in their sandy native landy and ask again and again why nobody speaks American. They're all, United States, why do you stall? Where do you find the gall to ignore the siren's call of a game understood by one and all from the Rock of Gibraltar to China's Great Wall? Why are you still not down with football? Well, ma'am, the football of my land, of which I am a fan, is played with your hands. You see, it's no shocker we don't get soccer. A bunch of spoiled sports and short shorts flopping to their knees looking for a yellow card every time stiff breeze hits a fellow hard.
Nice.
Grass hockey, we openly mock thee. With your tiny pads and your cute little knee-high socks, we play football here. Covering pads from ear to ear. Saving discussion of repercussion of multiple concussions for after the rush ends. We don't need a World Cup to raise up on a global stage to feel like men. In America, we know it's proper to stop playing soccer when we reach the age of 9 or 10. So have your cup footy and drink yourselves to a stupor, because football's real champs win a bowl that is super.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Jones, Jonathan Gamora, Edward Granados, Giuliani Gabrielli. This has been Stab. Thank you very much. Good night.